1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Heavy rain from Tropical Depression Debbie may be to blame for a plane sliding off a runway and getting stuck in the mud at the airport in Charlotte, North Carolina overnight. No injuries, but our Charlotte ABC affiliate reports there were several Carolina Panthers players on board coming home from an away game. A televised debate is scheduled for September 10th on ABC between the top candidates for president.
The debate, one that Trump agreed to when President Biden was still in the race, despite waffling on his commitment the last few weeks when Harris ascended to the top of the ticket.
I just look forward to these debates. I think it's very important that we have them.
Harris remains focused on the ABC News debate.
I'm looking forward to it and hope he shows up.
Not willing to commit to any other debates until after that first one.
ABC Selena Wang. Today marks 10 years since 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, sparking Black Lives Matter protests worldwide. This is ABC.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a new missing child alert system. The Purple Alert System is meant to fill gaps in the Amber Alert System. The PRINCE Act that Governor Evers signed yesterday expanded the definition of a person at risk to include children. The PRINCE Act is named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was killed in Milwaukee last year. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the big ones is fewer high school graduates, and fewer of them are enrolling at state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and come up with possible solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Northeast Wisconsin Democrats held a town hall meeting last night to urge voters to reject the two constitutional amendments on the August 13th ballot. 8th Congressional District candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley said the amendments would take federal fund distribution away from the governor's office and put it in the hands of the legislature.
This Republican-led legislature is the least effective, the least responsive legislature in decades. And they want the reins in the case of an emergency when decisions for the benefit of the people of Wisconsin need to be made quickly and efficiently? No.
Lierley pointed to the legislature's delay in distributing PFAS cleanup funds as an example of her point. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers unveil a new defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Green Bay fans will get their first glimpse of the Packers' new 4-3 defense when they face the Browns in Cleveland tomorrow. The Packers signed the Giants' free agent safety, Xavier McKinney, to a 4-year deal worth $68 million.
If I play, I play. If I don't, I don't. Whatever the case may be, I'm just trying to, you know, do my job and be able to get better. If I don't play, then obviously my job will be, you know, just trying to make sure the young guys are prepared and ready.
College football, the Badgers wrapping up Week 2 of camp in Platteville. Tyler Van Dyke seems to have the edge at winning the starting job at quarterback.
Yeah, just show consistency, you know, with everything I do, whether that's leadership, leading the offense, and pushing the ball downfield a little bit.
Baseball, Brewers and the Reds tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew coming off that 3-game sweep of the Braves in Atlanta by winning yesterday 16-7.
Well, just playing good more than one day, you know, like playing consistently pretty good like we did the last few days.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid 70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Nepo baby adjacent Lara Trump shares her thoughts on Kamala Harris's qualifications to be president. Oh, don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Mattenair on air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. The mayor has the day off. Nikki Z filling in, having a lot of fun. Dennis, of course, from the glam band in the house on Friday. We got live music coming up. And we've got Ashley from the Heights in the house. Showing off her new tat.
Yes.
When did you get that?
I got it on Monday.
Okay.
Yep.
How many tats do you have?
I have three. That's my biggest one.
I have no idea what that is. Dennis, do you have any idea what that is?
Looks like laundry on the line.
Looks like laundry on the live. Nikki?
I knew exactly what it was.
Sure, you did.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's her, yeah, the wand and then the lot of symbols.
Yep.
I did not know that.
100%.
That is weird, wild stuff.
Yes. And now you just came back from a concert, is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Blink 182.
How was that?
It was great. It was a lot of fun.
In Milwaukee?
Yep. Yep.
Fiziv, yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Incredible.
We stopped at Drink Wisconsinably before.
Okay.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I've never been.
Yeah, no. I got my sister a shirt because she's always wanted
nice
one.
Nice job, Amanda. She's poor Amanda. Okay, stop. You're going to hit Dennis's car. Stop right there.
I gave her 6 feet like COVID here. Come on.
No, we have poor thing. She's trying to parallel park, and she was listening to us rip her on the air.
Stop
and
she was doing she it. Turned you off.
I did a great job.
I'm putting money down. She drives over the curb when she leaves.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows on that spot.
Oh, my gosh. That's where it's all
patched
up.
I've done it 2-3 times myself.
We've seen big trucks, little cars, everything on a regular basis. They drive over that curb.
I parallel parked.
Did you?
I did.
Successfully.
Successfully, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I watched, too, by the way.
After a two-day hangover.
And I saw her do it.
You're working on a two-day hangover?
Yeah. I'm just...
Rub something on it.
I feel like some stomach pains, like I need to drink like
Where's
a gallon
when
of
you need
water.
Them?
I know, right? Bring back Mark.
Salt pills work. No, they don't.
They don't.
Stay
That's
away.
The opposite. They were just talking about that.
We were just talking about
on the radio.
That was
us. Talking about it here.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's where I was listening. Because I had...
Everybody's
my God.
She picked on. She is over.
Oh, my God.
We couldn't make this up.
Ringing up the lights.
Turn them down. Could you turn down the lights?
Did she honestly just say, I heard that on the radio someplace.
They were just talking about
oh,
something
my God. That's
wow.
so funny. Yeah. I'm okay, really. I'm great.
Really?
Okay.
I'm just going to have a drink of my energy.
Sure.
That'll help. Said no one ever.
And,
at least we know she was listening to us.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
You got that going for you.
No poster for her either.
No, oh Ashley gosh. From the Heights in the house. Hey, you guys got a brand new menu, huh?
We do.
For fall.
For fall, I actually was just going to, I meant to print it out and I.
No garlic wings on. I was told not to even mention
I'm
them.
I'm disappointed.
So what do you do straight away? Mention the wings.
Well, no, I'm just saying I'm not going to mention.
We have to not mention it. So we just.
didn't exactly. mention it. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But they were delicious too. But they were. Bring it back.
Tastes right. like chicken. Yes. I love it.
So we still have like your, you know, your appetizers. We did take a couple things away, but we did add salmon cakes.
Ooh,
so
that sounds
something
good.
A little bit different. Yep.
Yummy.
So the whole kind
I eat that. You know what? I actually bought some of those.
Did you know?
Yes, from like Costco. You get this big bag. And they're salmon patties. They're like a hamburger
for
the salmon.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those, yeah.
They're really good.
They are.
Is this on your new approved diet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just checking.
Now, sounds they are breaded, which maybe isn't a great thing.
Salmon is the other pink meat.
Dill salmon.
Dill salmon.
I did hear about the diet. I'm like, oh, we're back to that.
Hard-boiled eggs and tuna fish.
Well,
and
we
quiche.
Have...
I'm kidding.
We have salmon.
Do you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You can even get a Caesar salad with salmon.
Ooh,
what's,
I love
what's
that.
What's the difference between salmon and salmon?
Well,
the emphasis.
I don't want to test you. I mean, yeah. Obviously, you're dealing with a hangover here. You're dehydrated.
Right. Easy.
Yes, I do.
You're real easy with Ashley today.
Yep, I do. Yes. I want to play real.
And by the way, Amanda, nice job moving your car. You did a nice job. What's that like? What's that like to be listening to the radio in your car?
That was a redo.
Well, people are doing a play-by-play of what you're doing. We have to find out what that's like. Could you borrow your mic real quick there?
It's very nerve-wracking, okay? Like, I'm not the best at parallel parking, okay. And then I'm like, everyone's watching me.
That's like the easiest spot because you only have somebody behind you.
And Dennis goes, I gave her 10 feet.
Oh, yeah. You can see right here. Yeah, it's too bad we don't have a camera on that.
How
do you spell PTSD anyways? Just asking for a friend. Is that even a word?
No, I'm kidding. It's called my childhood.
Oh,
okay.
Trauma.
We just opened up another can, ladies and gentlemen.
Trauma.
And it's not an energy drink.
Oh, man. So, Ashley, I want to talk about some of the things you've got there.
Okay. Yes.
Newly added dinner menus.
Yes.
You do that for us. Thank you.
The whole read?
I don't have my glasses. Oh, they're there.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here we go. It's Friday.
Yes.
And we invite you to check out our friends at the Heights Pub and Parlor.
I couldn't find my glasses because I didn't have my glasses on.
North Washington. Right here in downtown Green Bay.
Walking Ladies distance from where you're sitting right here.
Yes. The Heights provides one of downtown's best atmosphere for indoor drinks and upscale dining. Heights' new fall menu just released and highlights variations of their prime Angus beef burgers,
Prime
not on
Angus.
Mino's diet,
mm-hmm.
and pressed paninis.
Those are good.
The paninis.
Yeah.
Let's talk. How many?
Better than the deep pressed paninis. You don't want those. They're pretty down.
Oh, yeah.
These are delicious.
They're pretty compressed.
Yeah.
Yes.
But pressed paninis, that's where
now,
it's at.
Now, the paninis will be on our lunch menu.
Okay.
So we've still got the patty melt.
Okay.
The veggie, the grilled cheese. We added a salmon and a duck confit.
Wait. I've never had duck.
What is that?
Yeah, what is
a
that?
A comfy duck?
Yeah.
Have
comfy
you ever had
duck?
Duck
in no. between bread.
Every day.
Porterville's a big duck hunting area, though.
No, gracias.
Yeah, it
no.
is.
It sounds good.
But Hortonville's a big, yeah.
In the marsh?
Yeah.
In the duck blind?
Yeah.
I've only duck
Otter
hunted.
Lake.
We have
oh, yeah.
unless Man-made. It changes today, duck
in the
stew.
Marsh.
That's been huge.
Duck stew.
Yeah.
I would like to try duck stew.
And it's not like big chunks of duck. It's actually kind of like more like a pulled pork style.
Okay.
So
shredded.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
And that would be kind of like the panini too, not like a big hunk of meat. It's
Got
more
it.
Like a pulled pork style type.
Nice.
Like
yeah.
a pulled duck.
I've never, I
pulled
don't know,
duck.
I don't know of a place
we gotta
that has
bring
duck.
Mark back.
Like
for
we
my
can
duck.
Have,
yeah.
I, this is like nobody else in Green Bay has
no.
soup. Wow.
Right?
Is that a tomato base? Is that a cream base? What do you think?
I think it's a chicken base.
It tastes like
no.
That yeah, joke was foul,
know.
Dennis.
Oh, Todd.
Guess who's high and flighty today?
Todd. Did you get that? Wow. Hey, I do it. You know what? I like to tick off when I walk the trail, those geese are nasty.
Yeah, yes. You better watch out.
I mean, they'll look at you and I always go, and I go right up to them like that.
Yep.
And they want to like tear your head off.
I oh, hope yeah. you get chased
nasty.
Because I hope somebody records that because it would be
Why?
Fantastic.
The foot race between Mino and a geese.
I've gotten chased
think
by a duck
that.
Before.
Oh, these geese are nasty up there on the trail.
How nasty are they?
They got their little ones with you and they show their
yeah.
teeth
yes.
and everything. And I mean, they're big.
Yeah,
they're
they hiss. Yeah.
Yes.
Look at the impression of a goose.
Oh, that's
that scary? Wow. The first time you see a goose teeth.
Todd, can you record that video of Ashley doing her impersonation of a goose attacking her?
Let's see that again in super slow mo.
Oh my god.
I think Mino's gonna tell her about the pasty upstairs.
Oh yeah, you should serve pasties. I've got a frozen pasty up in my freezer.
That?
A pasty?
Yeah. Come on now.
Really?
A UP. You don't know?
We have to give her a break. Tradition. She's dehydrated.
Yeah, that's right.
Rub something on it.
Yes. Wow. What? I gotta go back to the tattoo.
Okay.
Are you just that big of a Harry Potter fan?
I love Harry Potter.
Wow.
Yeah. What house?
I would be probably, depends on the day. But
sure,
Yeah. Yep. Probably Gryffindor.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So they're Slytherins and Gryffindor.
That's all I watch.
The books are so much better
than the movies.
Oh yeah,
always.
Really?
Always. There's so much more detail. I waited in line at midnight for one of those books to come out at the library when I was a kid.
At the library?
The bookstore. Sorry, okay. Not at the library. Library is not open.
Have you been to Universal? Have you been to Universal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the whole Wizarding World down there.
Yep.
It's amazing.
I went with my husband, and then we took the kids, and then this year we went again. So we did the Hagrid's motorcycle.
Oh, fun!
So amazing.
Yeah.
So you went as an adult to. I mean, just
to Disney.
Without your, you left the kids at home. Sorry, kids. You're a grandma. We're going to the Harry Potter.
Oh, for sure.
Wow.
They were not happy, but you know what? We took them a couple years later.
When they can actually appreciate it. And
it was really nice to go and kind of get the feel for it before you take your kids.
Yeah,
and
that's recon. Recon.
And I'm like, I want my kids to remember this. Smart. I don't want to take a baby to Disney. I don't know.
Because you still get
everybody has their own
that
thing,
ticket
but,
price.
Oh, yeah.
They don't believe in two and under is free.
No.
How much is like going to the Universal or Disney World?
Oh, it's expensive.
It was a couple $100.
For a ticket.
For us to go
a day.
I just to get
say,
to the door
one
or
day.
Get all the rides with that.
And then Universal is two parts.
Yeah.
You have two parks, two separate parks.
Mm-hmm.
So $200.
Now they're adding more.
Shut the front door to that.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
So if you have three kids.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
it's probably
insane. $4,000 for us to go just the 2 days.
You can go to the Bahamas. You can go to Punta Cana for cheaper.
Correct.
Half that price.
For a week. I am shocked. Seriously, that's unbelievable.
Well, this time we drove because my son will be a junior this year. So we were like, let's make a big vacation out of it.
Junior what?
We had Frank on one day though, right after he took his whole family, like five kids. And
Raised ticket prices immediately following that vacation.
I imagine
one of the worst experiences. He says, once you're there, okay. But the drive was one of the worst experiences ever.
We stopped.
Did you ever drive to Florida?
Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah. I can imagine him doing that the whole
way. There's
some
more people.
Oh my God.
Pick them up.
Well, we stopped along the way. We went in. We stopped in Louisville. We stopped in
Nashville. For.
Yeah, Atlanta, Clearwater, and then. Whereas, the first trip to Disney, we flew and we were there for 10 days. Because the longer you stay there, the cheaper the tickets are.
Have to stay a long time.
It's almost a better deal to stay longer than a day or two than it is to stay 2 days. I mean,
wow,
it's ridiculous.
I had no idea it was that expensive.
Have you taken your family ever?
Yeah, really long time ago.
Though. Obviously.
Yeah.
Really, 20 years ago.
And my husband
probably.
And I had never
honestly.
Been.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we never went as a kid. So.
And I won, you know what? I won this huge, giant shark stuffed animal. It was 6 foot long. It was unbelievable, this huge thing. From throwing a football through the hoop. Okay?
Yeah. And you had to carry that.
Is that where you took your labrum?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Look at this.
I got a Torn Holmgren back here.
Yeah. He was my neighbor.
But my son, I said, we can't take it home. It's too big. I didn't realize they would have shipped it home free for
you. Can you be more specific, John?
What?
Do you hear the music?
Never mind.
I don't know. What music is this?
Harry Potter.
This is Harry Potter music?
Yeah.
This is when you go into Ollivander's.
Yep.
The wand shop.
And I went. Yeah. I got a wand.
You know what this... Any idea?
Who is
makes
your wand?
Me want to
what
go
wand
to sleep.
I actually, I didn't do the whole
right.
thing, but I got Hermione's.
Hermione.
I had that once. Had to get some penicillin. All right, we got to send a quick shot back at us.
You- You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500, not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Amanda, are you coming in? This is my favorite part, is when Dennis does the little workout thing there to the song.
And I'm spent. I'm sweating to the oldies.
Here, Amanda, you can use mine.
No, I'm just going
to. You don't have to take
any. I'm going to hang out right here.
I'm going to hang out next to the rock star.
You guys
Mino, I don't want to hang out with you, Mino. I'm going to hang out with the rock star.
This is for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the
okay.
Thank
I'm going
to
ask this, Dennis. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable, but I'm
going
to ask this
anyway.
But I'm
going to. And here it goes.
What is it about, like, even like real normal conservative women? Something about rock star entertainers, guys on stage. What is it that makes them different? I mean, what is it? Because
Dennis, happily married.
I know, weird. But
right.
What is it about? What, just like you going to that concert? I'm sure you're thinking. You know, what is it about guys that do that that really women really like? Let's put it that way.
Excuse me while I step out.
Probably the fantasy.
Okay.
What's your fantasy to see? Sorry.
Fantasy yeah. Girl 38 Special? Do you guys do that one, Dennis?
He brings me a freaking chair.
That's
you guys don't do Fantasy Girl 38 Special, do you?
Not quite the right genre.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
I was going a little more rap style there. Sorry.
But there is something about that, isn't there?
Yeah.
I think it's literally just the fantasy. Like, okay, you ever hear that Bowling for Soup song, 1985?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he's talking about her dancing on the hood of Whitesnake's car?
Yes.
You know, it's the fantasy of youth, too.
Okay.
So, you know.
I'll complain to that. I had to do Jaguars once.
Did you really?
I did.
Seriously?
Oh,
you did what
so
on
much
a
money.
What?
Wow.
It cost me so much money just to have the dang things.
You drove one? You owned one?
Barely. Those
yeah.
things are pain in the wazoo.
Yeah, I heard they're not great sometimes as far as for the basics, like starting them in cold weather and everything.
Oh, geez, they're tanks, but
yeah.
Holy shnikes.
Okay. Ashley, you haven't commented.
So at the Blink 182 concert,
mm-hmm.
you were fascinated.
I was all
enamored.
Up for that drummer.
Yeah. Who is Mr. Kardashian.
Yeah,
correct.
I forgot about that.
He's
and all
what?
Of a sudden, she was
so
there.
So Travis Barker, the drummer
yep.
for Blink 182.
Okay.
He's bald and all tatted.
And normally that's not like something tatted. I'm like full on into, but just there's something about a drummer.
Yeah, they're
you
intense.
Know, they're just, yeah.
And doing so many things at
yeah.
the same time.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Usually
he's
the
one
they're
who's
on
married
time.
To
yeah.
Kim Kardashian?
Nope.
No,
Courtney.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
And she was there.
Was like, she?
Yeah.
I bet she loved Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
Did she have security around her?
I don't know. I didn't look at her.
Jealous much?
Did she have any insecurity around her?
I couldn't tell with her booty.
Probably.
No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Okay, so that explains. Okay. I thought the drummers in bands were always like the lower on the list.
Usually,
no,
usually
no.
They're always on time. It's the bass player you have to watch out for.
Oh, really?
They get no respect.
Really? Seriously, though?
That's usually how it is.
Wow, I didn't know that.
No one wants to be with the bass player.
Except in our band, Maddie.
No kidding.
Maddie is the sexiest one out of the group, without a doubt.
Wow.
But, yeah. But usually bass players get the least amount of respect.
I did not know that.
Just because they're playing it cool.
Yeah.
Because they're just vibing.
Dump, dump,
right.
Dump, dump, dump.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good sound effect right there.
Yeah.
Thanks for noticing.
That was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get back to what's going on
band,
around the area.
Mino,
yes.
You are obviously the bass player.
No, I'd be the drummer.
Yeah?
I've always wanted to be a drummer.
Same.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I've always wanted to be a drummer. In
fact, can you chew gum and walk at the same time?
Well, you know what? I will say this. I don't think I could be good at doing the two things and then the foot pedal thing.
Right.
So I wouldn't do the foot thing.
So you're not a drummer.
Nope.
Sounds like.
Yes. Because you know what? You know why I think I'd be good? I've told this story many times. I got banned at Great America, at Great America from playing whack-a-mole because I won 14 times in a row. So that shows. True story.
Whack-a-mole?
Yeah.
Of all the games, it's
so you have a lot of 6-foot stuffed animals in your house.
Yeah,
too big.
We have a picture of Dom in the back seat, just where his head was just sticking up over all the animals.
Aww.
Honest to God. So that shows I've got good, quick hands.
You have good hand-eye coordination. Yeah.
Yes,
there you go.
Yes, that's but awesome. I wouldn't be able to do the foot thing.
You can always just get somebody to do that.
You want to know something? Even because I love, one of my favorite songs.
You're
going
to be down there going, hey, Donna, you're off beat. I can't keep up.
Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls. Sure. And I think that would be a great song if I ever become a drummer. That's like the number one song I'd learn how to do.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to Green Day in a couple weeks.
Aww.
Where are they?
Green Day in Milwaukee. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Or no, at Summerfest. Yeah.
No. We're going to the Brewers Stadium.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yes. Yep. At AmFam. Mm-hmm.
Pardon. Wow.
I know.
Dennis has gig.
I know, right?
So many tickets.
It's a pretty good gig.
I haven't been to a concert since middle school, 98 degrees.
It's going to be Queen, I guess.
Wow.
You know, if you really want to see some pretty cool bands, you could go to X-Roads 41 that's happening right now. That's
who's there?
Ooh.
Are you guys playing there, Dennis?
No.
Okay.
It's good. He's like, I wish. Journey.
Before when it was something, named something else, but yeah.
Yeah.
Rockfest?
Oh, Rock USA. Yeah.
Rock USA?
Yeah. Oh, man.
What year did you start playing there? Rock USA?
Oh, gosh. It's some time ago.
Because we used to intro a lot of the bands. Me and Murph.
Sure.
Yeah. I told you that Cheap Trick was going to play. It's like, oh, we're going to introduce Cheap Trick. And we were up there on stage excuse me, what are you men doing, you gentlemen doing here? It's like, you're introducing, we're sponsors and everything. And goes, no. Honest to God.
You guys were the Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
That was so bad.
Wow. And Murph came and said it was, yeah. You just gave you a drum roll.
Sorry.
And, but yeah, there's no, we don't have local yokels or something like that introduce. So then they have this canned thing, the greatest rock and roll band in the history of rock. You know, and that, so if you have a canned thing, and there's 100 people, there was Friday afternoon at 3, before it get big, it's like, oh, really? Okay.
Was that the year after they made the Hall of Fame, the Rock Hall of Fame?
Might have been.
I think it was the year after.
Might have been.
So next thing you know, the egos got a little more inflated and all that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
People remember we exist. Anyway.
I will say this. When we saw them getting ready to go on, and I told Murph and David Burns, I said, ooh. And they're like, what? Check out the hottie in the white pants. That is and he goes, Mino, that's the bass player.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, yeah. See? So now you just answered your own question on what is it about the guys on stage?
The white pants.
Maybe he shaved. Who knows?
I thought it was they had a lady in the band or was one of their people or something.
In your, to your... benefit here.
Yes.
I got to come to your defense because from behind he's got
long
he's got great hair.
Great hair. Great hair. Long blonde hair.
Great hair.
Yes.
He must work out.
I asked him. Wow. That's a true story.
Sexy and I know it.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to quick blast through these. We got a minute. All right. There's a kids fishery that's happening tomorrow. So basically take your kids fishing. It's free. Limited to the first 300 kids for some swag.
Where?
Oh, I don't remember. Oshkosh Menominee Park. Thank you. And then you got the Green Bay Scaled Up Reptile Expo that's happening at the Radisson Hotel.
Is that a pun?
No, it's actually a bunch of reptiles and stuff.
Scaled.
So scaled.
Thought, yeah.
Yeah, they got scaled. Yeah. Okay. And then there is a benefit for the Freedom House over at Nicolet Bank in Green Bay for a cookout. Raise money for that. And then if you have a dog, and I forgot that Jim wasn't going to be here today, but there's a puppy social.
What?
A puppy social. If you have a pup from 16 weeks to 6 months old, you can go to Buddy's Vets at 1636 Hoffman Road and socialize your dog.
Ooh. Mino will send you in there with some, yeah, maybe some snack sticks in your pockets.
What is happening?
He's saying hi to Milton.
Yeah, I'm doing that to Jim's dog. It drives him crazy. Milton.
All right, coming up next, we do have Matthew Hafel. Right? I said that right? I'm good.
Absolutely. Live music series.
Can't Nature wait. And Brought Stopping to the at Heights for some lunch.
He's
Try
groovy,
one of our
baby.
New paninis or Yum. Burgers.
And take it easy on Ashley. She is still hungover.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters may have as many as six choices for president in November. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says Cornell West and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as well as Shiva Ira Dure and Claudia De La Cruz, all turned in paperwork this week. The WEC will now decide if they qualify to be on the ballot. Kamala Harris may be changing presidential campaigns in more ways than one. She's gained a lot of support from Democrats in a very short time. Hamline University political scientist David Schultz.
And if she were to win, this changes the strategy where people might say, well, gosh, I don't have to declare 2 years in advance and go through all those battles.
The Pew Research Center says most voters say they're burned out on long presidential campaigns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The NTSB has released its preliminary report on the deadly plane crash of a Lancair ES in a farmer's field just a mile and a half from the runway at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh. Two people were killed in that crash, 37-year-old Sean Tomervik of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and 32-year-old James Sullivan of Brooklyn, New York, were heading to EAA from New Jersey. The report doesn't state the cause of the crash, which is still under investigation. A beloved teacher and principal at Tuller Elementary School in Neenah, Amber Zernzak, has died after a short bout with neuroendocrine cancer. Zernzak had been principal at Tuller for about 2 years after serving a year as principal at Rosendale Brandon Elementary. Previously, she taught at Webster Stanley Elementary in Roosevelt in Oshkosh and Winneconne. She was 36 years old. Bill Richardson, a retired administrator, will serve as the school's interim principal. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here are some weekend movie suggestions. The Blake Lively film, It Ends With Us, is a romantic drama receiving mostly good reviews. It Ends With Us is adapted from the novel of the same name by Colleen Hoover. Borderlands is a sci-fi adventure about an intergalactic bounty hunter with a sketchy past and a ragtag team of misfits that are charged with saving the galaxy. The film is based on one of the most popular video games of all time. The film is pulling a 3% on Rotten Tomatoes, so you might want to steer clear or hope you're in the 3%. And if you're looking for a movie about lip-syncing before it was cool or even accepted, check out Girl, You Know It's True, a documentary about Milli Vanilli's meteoric rise up the music charts, which culminated with 3 number one hits, none of which they sang. The biopic takes a good look at what the lives of Milli and Vanilli were like before and after the fall, and it's pulling a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid 70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Southwest Wisconsin reporter extraordinaire and showbiz fan, Stuart J. Waddles, and it's a Bar Band Friday as we welcome Max Inc. Radio's Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. 9.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. Jim's got the day off today. We got Dennis from the Glam Band. We got Nikki Z. Special thanks to Ashley from the Heights Pub and Parlor who stopped by. And, of course, Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine. We got Matt Hafel joining us right now. Dennis?
How's it going, eh? Matt, good to see you. And who is this fine-looking youngster next to you?
This is Marshall McGee.
Come on up here a little bit, Matt.
Come on in. We'll tell some lies. It'll be great.
This is Marshall McGee, one of the musicians I play with live.
Cool. Right on. Very cool.
He's going to be playing djembe today.
How do you
say
what?
Say that again.
Djembe.
Djembe.
D-J-E-M-B-E.
That's the name of the instrument?
That's a djembe.
Wrote a song about it. Want to hear it? Here it goes.
Did you know that?
No.
Okay.
The D is silent.
Oh, very nice. What country would that be from?
She learns quickly.
Is that Jamaican?
I don't know what country, but the continent of Africa somewhere.
I believe it's an African.
Because when we have Ace, do you guys know Ace Champion? He's a local musician here,
but he
has instruments from so many countries, you can't believe it. I mean, it's like unbelievable. And he plays flutes, and he has like 60 different countries.
Like a Jethro Tull thing?
Yeah.
Where they
play it's unreal.
You've heard him on,
haven't you? Yep. Yeah. Incredible musician.
Incredible.
You haven't heard of him?
Yeah.
You have to check him out.
Well, he's a Green Bay guy. But now, tell us where you're going to be playing and where you've been playing this summer.
Well, last month we were in Green Bay 3 weeks in a row. We were at Stage One and Wine a Lot and Shano at a place called Classics. This month we're going to be in Oshkosh August 18th at a place called TJ's Harbor and August 30th in Malone at a place called Jim and Linda's.
Oh, I've been there.
Come
on down. Is that actually in the town of Pipe?
Yeah.
I believe
my GPS says Malone.
Yeah.
You got a great. Where are you from? You're from Milwaukee. You got a great accent. There's a little accent there. What is that?
I don't know. Some people think I'm from Europe. I don't know where I get it. Born and raised in Milwaukee area. So
it's the Lakeshore accent.
Jim and Linda's.
I'm kidding.
Well, they used to be a maybe they still are a sturgeon fishing registration station.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. They have like the boat launch and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they had. I'll never first remember had this. They get the burger where you have a brat patty, and then cheese, then onions, and then a hamburger patty on top of that. You got to try that.
And an angioplasty right after.
It's part of my diet.
Angioplasty, isn't that a girl's name?
Angioplasty. Right. Yes. You got to try. I love Jim and Linda's.
Angioplasty from Pulaski?
Yep. Absolutely. All right. So what kind of music do you guys play? I mean, how did you develop into what you guys are?
All right. The easiest way to say it is acoustic rock. My favorite term was groove-oriented, improvisational-minded folk rock with a smattering of world music flavors.
That's what I was going to ask.
That was heavy, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even sure what that means, but it sounds neat.
Absolutely.
Cats call that groovy, man.
Dennis, did you ever play any other type of music?
Not that kind. That's a mouthful.
I know. But did you ever do country or
A little bit here and there.
Did you really?
Sure.
Okay.
Acoustic type stuff, but...
Well, you do, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there.
At the Nut House.
When you did it. Yes.
That one
when you
time?
Did the acoustics.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That one time. It was fun.
I thought it was great music.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you guys like doing that sometimes, going different areas, don't you? You know what I mean? As far as just to not get bored.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
That's one of the benefits of having, I get a lot of players. This is one of my regulars, Marshall McGee. He plays bass as well sometimes. Usually plays the drum kit. He's on the hand drum today. But I got a lot of different musicians, different bassists, different drummers. So each show is a little different, a little unique.
I should have brought my tie on your
toes.
It
just hit me. It's like where I've heard this voice before. Okay. Do you remember the Saturday Night Live skit when Will Ferrell played Neil Diamond?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This song is from one time where... Driving through the desert, we were
high on drugs, man.
Look at this guy. Is that supposed to be me right now?
No, no, no. Believe me, no.
So is this your customer? I think what he wants to know is this your performance voice? If you answer the phone, is that how you speak?
Oh, is this a character? No.
This is natural.
I love it. That's a cool
You know what
point.
It probably is early in the morning. I'm usually going to bed about now.
That's true.
I suppose so. Good gosh.
Well, let's hear some of your performance.
All right.
All right, here we go. Matt Havel.
We're going to do one this. This
a little bit of that.
This one's called Give It Back.
That's what my ex-wife said to me once.
Probably more than once.
That's fair.
Little cold and cruel, and it asked for so much, giving nothing but pain. Oh, your heart is like an anchor holding on to you, but now what you gonna do with your heart all black and blue? Gonna give it all you've got. Get back up, oh, no one says it's easy. No use in you cheating, you just give it all you got. Get back up, oh, get off the floor, get out the door. Make some promises that you could keep. Even if you're off your feet, even if your heart won't beat, even if you're out of time, even if it's your last dime. Oh, your heart is like an anchor holding on to you. World gone crazy, is it in your mind? And when time was changing, were you left behind? Oh, your heart is like an anchor holding on to you. Well, know what you're gonna do with your heart all black and blue. Gonna give it all you got. Get back up, oh, no one says it's easy. No use in you cheating, just give it all you got. Get back up, oh, get off the floor, get out the door. Make some promises that you could keep. Even if you're off your feet, even if your heart won't beat, even if you're out of time, even if it's your last dime. Oh, your heart is like an anchor holding on to you. Here we go again, just to make another friend, just to make amends, just to keep it on cordial trend. Here we go once more, just to settle another score, just to give it back, just to give it back, give it back. Oh, your heart is like an anchor holding on to you. Well, know what you're gonna do with your heart all black and blue. Gonna give it all you've got. Get back up, oh, no one said it's easy. No use in you cheating, just give it all you've got. And get back up, oh, oh.
Woo! Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That just happened, ladies and gentlemen.
A lot of Jack Johnson vibe.
Sure, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a terrible reference.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Good Lord.
So does your guitar have a name?
No.
That's looked like it's your best friend. My gosh, it looks like you've had it for a day or two.
It's seen about 1,000 gigs. You're probably referring to it. It looks really beat up for you listeners out there.
It's like Willie Nelson's.
Well, I would say it's worn in. I say it's worn in. I like it very much.
And Dennis is jealous because he says he doesn't have long enough fingers to be a real good guitarist.
Oh, look at these things. I mean, Like hands like a carny, smell like cabbage.
Oh my gosh. I mean, little sausage
real.
Fingers.
I mean, like, really.
Oh my God.
My God. That was great.
Okay, I mean, no lie. All original.
That was original. That's going to be on an album that's coming out next year.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow. To be announced. Awesome. Still working on the release date.
Incredible.
As far as studio work, do you do that yourself? Do you produce your own stuff?
This one is. Nice. Previous ones were not, but this time around, I'm trying to do it all myself.
I admire that a lot.
You like challenge? You what about it?
to do it myself?
Yeah.
Money, mostly.
Okay. Sure, sure.
I mean, you're usually paying hours, and what ends up happening is you go in the studio, and you'd like to do another take, but it's going to cost you another
of course
$60 to $200, depending on where you're recording. So yeah. I wanted the luxury of time, the luxury to do it again if I wanted to, the luxury to add something if I wanted to without breaking my bank.
Sure.
Sure. How many people are going to have in the studio working with you? There's an element to that, too.
Most of it's already recorded.
Oh, fantastic.
And it was him, a guy named Dan Budiszewski, and me, but then there's organ, there's piano, there's drums, there's percussion, there's guitar, there's bass, there's vocals. But just three guys on the album.
And you write all your own stuff?
I do, yes.
And how do you make that magic happen with all these other elements that you bring into play? Dennis, yeah. To me, that would be like, you know, hieroglyphics or something. I mean, you said you don't read music, right?
Oh, sure I do.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't. Oh, maybe the last person we had in here. Last musician.
So well, I don't.
You don't.
I read saxophone when I was in school, but I've never learned to read guitar.
Isn't that incredible? Okay.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Well.
And then you just dabble. Oh.
Well,
sure.
I mean, I know how to read tablature. Do any of you know what that is?
Of course. Okay, you bet. Yeah.
It's numbers for fingers. It's a very simplified version.
Got it.
Of guitar.
I know who it was. It was that girl we had on here who was tremendous. From a little town up north.
Up north there, yeah.
Remember, she had the big keyboard and she had them lettered or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, all the keys.
Oh, you're talking about Miss. You're getting confused with there's two different people there.
There was Michaela Lee.
Michaela Lee. From up north.
From a real little town up north that I never heard of.
Miss Green Bay had her.
Right.
Little...
Oh, it's Miss Green Bay that had the. Okay.
Yeah.
But she had. What was that, Dennis? Why she did that?
She had the keys all labeled, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, repeat. Okay. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, repeat. You know?
Because that's.
To remind her, or like it was just
where's
there from a long time ago?
Where's the chords there, you know? Yeah.
So again, Dennis, you've been involved with this for so long.
Several days.
So
you're a musician?
Not really. I'm a
singer. You ever hear of the glam band?
If you're a singer, you're not a musician. You know
glam band
is
so hot in the state of Wisconsin and Michigan, you can't believe it. And he's the lead singer.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
Because I heard them talking about you playing somewhere. So
yeah, he was just voted the top honor in the state of Wisconsin, the Whammies they call it.
Oh yeah.
Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards. Yeah. Top vocalist in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Incredible.
Congratulations.
I didn't earn that. That's all part of being in a popular band, honestly. Okay. Honestly. But yeah.
Oh, Mr. Humble.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the truth, though. It's the truth.
We got to get, hang on. You guys talk. I got to find a picture of
Humble Begins. How about, what do you draw from? What do you write about? What?
Inspiration kind of question.
Absolutely. Sorry, most generic fangirl question.
No, I would like to know.
Yeah.
I think everybody wants to know.
Kind of.
All right. It's going to sound like pretentious, okay? But
no way.
You asked me. It's attempting to go from a blank slate.
Yeah.
Basically, how I do it is I fiddle. I come across something that sounds a little interesting.
Okay.
I build on that. I'll start improvising vocals, which will give me an idea of maybe a topic that comes from a subconscious. And then starts the real work. Hours of...
Okay.
Fine-tuning and writing choruses and bridges and et cetera.
And that's the hard road, too. You know,
I mean, that's
a lot
so
of times,
organic.
It is. For me, I like to think of a topic first and work my way out.
Right.
Because I'm more of a concrete kind of a guy. So to do that, to me, that's a skill that you really have to throw your passion into and let's see what happens. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a total freedom of space between, you know, your head, your heart, and your hands, putting it all together.
They're both skills, though. I mean,
that's an incredible thing.
Writing lyrics first is also a skill. That's more like a storyteller or like a playwright.
Sure.
That's probably something that I've never really tried, but maybe it's something that I'm maybe not as strong at. My strength is in using my subconscious to inform a rhythmic pattern with your vocals.
Okay.
And then from there grows a topic.
That's fascinating.
That's incredible.
I would have thought it'd be the opposite, to be honest.
It is sometimes.
Yeah.
It is.
Traditionally,
I mean, this
maybe?
Is just me.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's so organic.
Yeah.
That's so hard.
By the way, this is Dennis in his working gear.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My.
My dad said you can't polish a turd. I said, Dad, it looked like you. So, anyways.
All right, we got to start our quick break. We'll be back with more. Matthew Hafel. This is great stuff. Got a texter. He has a Richie Havens, Here Comes the Sun vibe.
Ooh.
That's not bad. Right there in the yellow. We got to start our quick break. Back right after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt, and together we're Mino and the Mayor on the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor. The Mayor has the day off. Nikki capably filling in. And, of course, Dennis from the Glam Band, our main man when it comes to the Heights Pub and Parlor music series. We got a great couple of guys here today, don't we, Dennis?
Fantastic. And they drove all the way here to be with us today from Milwaukee.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? They don't have a show. You don't even have a show in town today, and you drove all the way up to be with us?
That's right.
Well, that's not fair.
Thank you for the invitation.
Are you kidding me? Thank you so much for doing that. I feel like I should drive you guys back home, for crying out loud.
Well, sure, because then we can you're sleep on, the on way. Autopilot with all the miles that you've been putting on.
Sheepers.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I mean, and also I want to give you all the credit in the world for coming in here and then singing on a Friday morning. That's amazing, because I don't know if what comes out of this, I mean, from my perspective, trying to sing on a Friday morning. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Is it almost like an athlete where you need
Well, trust me, the voice does get better later in the day.
That's a fact. Give it about 45 minutes, it starts to come around.
Yeah.
Is it like an athlete, though? You have a really tough workout, and you slack it off again a little bit the next day?
You're tight, yeah. It's exactly that. You're tight. Your throat's tight, you know. And
the calluses after a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dennis, you always talk about you had a teacher that was really inspirational for you, that gave you the confidence to do what you do and
Without
help you become the person you are.
Sure, my high school teachers, yes.
I would imagine every musician we have come through the doors here has a person like that. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. And what was your inspiration?
The only thing I would disagree with is one. Okay. There's definitely more than one person that's influenced me to get up on stage and encouraged me. So,
because I still think that's got to be one of the scariest things ever when you first... It's like I'm putting everything I have, my heart and soul, on the line here for everybody to see and to judge.
Yes, it is. Yes, yes.
The vulnerability is incredible.
The Lord said, do not judge.
I mean, you must get a little bit about it, you know, going on the radio every day. There's a little bit of, you know what it's like.
Well, yeah, but I've decided to make BS in a living. So
nailed it.
They want to judge me, they can judge me.
There's nailed still got to be an element of stage fright there somewhere.
That's why he started
in Idaho.
Yeah, that's right.
He's huge.
You talked a quick story here before you play again. What was it you said first guitar you had?
Yeah, you asked me how I got started, and I said my dad had an old classical nylon string guitar, but it only had two strings. And as I played that, they knew I was serious and bought me the rest of the strings, and that's how it started.
What an incentive program. Very motivational.
Let's buy a car with two wheels and see what happens. Yeah.
See if he likes driving.
we'll put the third and fourth on, you know. Maybe a
spare.
The
better you get.
Maybe a spare, I don't know.
But somebody had to tell you along the way, you can do it. You can get on stage and you can
Well,
be
that's
successful.
My parents, teachers, music teachers, bandmates, a lot, you know.
That's cool.
Also speaking between breaks, asking how you got started and the writing process. And you are sort of going about it in a different method. A lot of storytellers, story writing, but you actually like to do something just a little bit different.
Yeah, you're talking about how I come up with a concept and build upon something that comes from the subconscious. It's not as hard. You ever hear of, I forget what it's called, where you just write on a piece of paper.
The scribble.
And then you start to write sentences and things just start coming out. It's exactly the same process, just while you're singing.
This is very high level. Mr. Mino,
I love it.
May not be familiar.
I am not. We're going to have you do another.
It really is.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Can you hook him up there?
I sure can. Thanks again, guys.
This is so good.
All the way from Milwaukee to be here with us today. That's amazing.
What a pleasure.
All right. The all tree mics for two guys.
Nice.
This is one that was on the previous albums called Didn't I? You all good with the mics there?
Yeah. Good.
Didn't I, didn't I, didn't I make you cry? Wasn't I, wasn't I a good alibi? Going through these mazes and feeling like I'm wasting my time. Going through these phases, catching all these crazies behind. And I'm tired as it is. Slip in for a bed. Just keep falling for this tricks, and you take me home. So we watch forest come green, we're all alone. Shin, when you get me there, you're just an underwear. Sitting in his favorite chair, but he didn't care. Cats in the corner, little more than I wanted to know. Cats in the corner, scratching from head to toe. Oh, and there's nothing much to do. Tangled up with you one more time. Oh, and I'm coming overboard. Tell me what it's for one more time. Wasn't I'm a good little alibi? Isn't it true that I cut you when you going through these mazes and feeling like I'm wasting my time? Going through these phases of catching all these crazies behind. And I'm feeling like a clown, acrobat falling down. There's no net before the ground, and it's dark in there. Pretty sure I just ran into your father's chair. Shouldn't have a safe inside and shut the door behind. Maybe thinking that I should have, but there's no more time. Cats in the corner, a little more than I wanted to know. Cats in the corner, scratching from head to toe. Oh, and there's nothing much to do. Tangled up with you. One more time. Oh, and I'm coming overboard. Tell me what it's for. One more time. Wasn't I no dead and I don't cry alibi. Oh, and there's nothing much to do. Tangled up with you one more song.
Where are they playing, Nikki?
Matthew Hayfell. All right, see them Sunday, August 18th, 2 to 5 at TJ Harbor's in Oshkosh.
Phenomenal, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
Dennis. You can listen to this music anytime, anywhere, all the time.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will welcome Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EPOB's World, with a week in review. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.